Ag Launch, welcome and hello again everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The governor challenged us to raise more jobs in rural Tennessee. One way of doing that is to try to create more businesses, and through innovation and entrepreneurship, we hope to be able to create some more jobs.
The Tennessee Department of Agriculture and USDA's Rural Development have combined resources in Tennessee to provide some $220,000 in seed money to help fund for a new initiative to help make Tennessee a hub of agri-tech innovation and entrepreneurship.
We've got great examples of innovators across Tennessee that have great ideas that don't know how to take it to the marketplace. And this is coaching, this is getting with early investor funds, early folks that can move the project from just being an innovation and idea onto a full-fledged marketable product. And that's what we're trying to seed through this early seed money. They will go out and raise additional money to be that investment pool for these different projects.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, says there are opportunities out there to expand the state's ag industry. And through Ag Launch, the goal is to attract some 200 entrepreneurs and establish 100 successful and investable agricultural sector companies in Tennessee by the year 2020. Heading up the effort is Memphis BioWorks, who has successfully helped to develop entrepreneurs into successful businesses. Steve Bears is president and executive director.
Well, what's exciting is we're a part of the state of Tennessee, where we've got USDA and the Tennessee Department of Ag that are recognizing the opportunity to really grow new companies in the rural part of the state. And that leadership is something that is great to see, and we're privileged to be a part of it in partnership with those two organizations.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.